This is the TTPA, Tani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shir where we talk about a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice. To say we are looking at Perek Hey, Mishnah Yudalad, Chapter 5, Paragraph 14, here in the Mishnah elucidated on Season 6, looking still at the number 4. Arba midos beholche lebeis medrash, holich ve'eno ose, schar halicha biyado, hole ose ve'eno holich, schar maase biyado, holich ve'ose Chassid, lo holech velo ose rasha. There are four levels of students who go to the study hall, the Beis Medrash. Actually, two of the people mentioned below remain at home and do not go to a study hall. The Mishnah means that four different types of behavior, of outlook, exist with respect to going to a study hall, as Rav points out. So, there are four types of examples of studiers related to or not the Beis Medrash. One who goes to the study hall but does not learn, does not do, gets a reward for going. The reward for going is in his hand. This person listens to the lecture but does not understand any of it, Rashi points out. Even though he leaves the study hall with no more knowledge than when he entered, the Medrash Shmuel points out, his act of going will be rewarded because he made an effort for the sake of a mitzvah, Machsarichi points out. The Torah explains in Shmos, when it states the children of Israel went and did as Hashem commanded Moshe and Aaron, the fact that the verse mentions both going and doing proves that they are separate deeds, each deserving of its own reward, as Rabbeinu Bachya points out. So this person gets reward for going. One who learns at home and does not go to the study hall gets reward for learning. This is a capable scholar who can achieve as much at home as in a study hall. He is nevertheless rewarded only for his studies, and he forfeits the reward given to those who make the extra effort of going to the study hall, the Medrash Shmuel points out. One who goes to the study hall and learns there is a pious person. Although he could study equally well at home, he humbly goes to the study hall to make it appear that he needs others to help him. Since he did more than he had to, he is called a chassid, a pious person, Medrash Shmuel points out. And the last one, of course, is one who does not go to the study hall and does not learn at home, this is a wicked person. Anyone who can engage in Torah study but does not do so is described by the Torah in Bamidbar as having scorned the word of God, as Magen Avos points out. So, of course, the best is to go and to do, going to the study hall and learning. If you can't make it to the study hall for various reasons, but you learn at home, you get the reward for learning. Even if you go to the study hall but you don't learn, you still get reward for something for going. Schar halicha biyado reminds me of the idea of when you want to go do a mitzvah, but someone takes care of it beforehand. I believe that the schar halicha is still in your hand. Hashem still gives it to you as if you did so in your own life. Of course, many of us unfortunately can't make it to the Beis Medrash, but do what you can to learn a little. You don't have to learn 18 hours a day, but maybe do a little daf, maybe do a little Steinmirkla, maybe do some emails, some Torah emails. Do what you can to have schar halicha biyado, schar maase biyado. Going and learning, going and doing. If you're going on the way to work, going back from work, you're on the train, you have time anyway, read some Torah, listen to some Torah, watch some Torah videos, Torah podcasts to listen to, or reading the Torah articles or Sfarim themselves. Books themselves, do what you can to get that idea of being a Holche Beis Medrash, even if you can't make it to the Axel Beis Medrash. Learn at home or learn on the way, learn when you're going and coming in your days and throughout your days, and hopefully you could get that Schar, Halicha, and Masa Biyado in your hands and in your life as well. Join us next time as we talk about different types of people who sit and learn, how they absorb knowledge or not, here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.